What if? Man, those are just two little words. What if? Life already throws curveballs at us, doesn't it? And it's never what we thought it would be. But in the end, when God gets us home, it's going to be better than we thought it would be. But while we're here, and while we're not home yet, there are those two words, what if? And a lot of things could happen. You get a call from the doctor with test results, and what if those aren't the results that you want? Then what? All these things in our lives come to test us. Do we believe what we say we believe? And it's so easy, and I've said this before, to believe for someone else. But when it's us, when we get the call, then it's me that has to have a peace, that has to have a resolve that, you know, I'm just going to follow Christ. I was watching some TV show or movie, and they asked somebody, you know, why aren't you afraid? And they said, I'm dead already. And I just thought, that's an interesting statement. In other words, they didn't have anything to lose. It was the Apostle Paul that told us that we're to reckon ourselves, the old nature, as dead. And so when it comes to having kingdoms in this life and all those things, when it comes to living for the world, we're already dead. We've got nothing to lose here and everything to gain in heaven, don't we? So what if, you know, what if the world falls apart? What if it gets hard to live? What if even I was talking with I've been seeing all my doctors recently for getting insurance stuff, and I was at the optometrist, and he's a Christian man, faithful to NC State, I believe, but a very godly man. And a couple years ago, he had a heart attack, and he talked about that. And he said, it just changes your perspective. And then he was talking about the world and the conditions. And we were talking about, well, what if, he said, you know, there is a nuclear war? He said, I can tell you now. He said, I don't want to be in the ground in a bunker living out the rest of my days. I'd rather just go on to heaven to be with the Lord. That's an interesting, because when we think about all these what ifs, it can be overwhelming. Because the truth is, I mean, God's got us, but none of us have a guarantee of tomorrow or next week. God doesn't give us that guarantee that everything is going. I know that it's a popular thing that's preached for among the easy. I don't know what the word is. But that group of people that, you know, preach that that if you believe in Christ, that everything is going to be great and there's not going to be any problems. But the truth is that in this life, God said, we're going to have trouble. A man's life, a few days are few and full of trouble. He never promised anything different. So when we say what if, we know the what ifs are going to come. The only question is, how will we respond when the what-ifs do come knocking? Well, I suggest that, like that old person in a TV show that was talking about something completely different, but they said, I'm not worried because I'm already dead. You know, if we die to the flesh and to the worldly natures and to recognition of the world and to pleasure and all these things, all that's left for us is gain. That's what the Apostle Paul understood. He said, for me to die, well, that's gain. Man, that's good. So what if? For the believer, it's nothing but good. This is Joe Barrett. Have a blessed day.